WAP Radio News.
I'm Sandy Cosell. Police have responded to a shooting at the site of a church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, but they're not saying if there are casualties. Charleston police do say on Twitter they're looking for a 21-year-old white male. That shooting took place at the Emmanuel AME Church. A significant change is coming to your money. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew made the announcement in a conference call with reporters.
Right now, the $10 bill is undergoing a redesign, and I'm pleased to make an historic announcement. The new 10 will be the first bill in more than a century to feature the portrait of a woman.
Alexander Hamilton, who had been on the $10 bill since 1929, will be replaced. Lew asking the public for suggestions on who should be featured on the bill. A new effort to win approval of the president's trade agreement happens Thursday. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The House is set to vote on a bill that would give the president fast-track trade authority, allowing Congress only to approve or reject any trade deal. It couldn't make any changes. The same measure squeaked through the House last week, but because a companion measure to aid workers hurt by trade deals was rejected, the entire agenda was defeated. This would be a standalone vote, with GOP leaders promising the measure to help workers, which is a Democratic priority, would be passed in what they called a timely fashion. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Meteorologists say a band of dry air has held off some of the rain expected in Texas from Tropical Depression Bill. Kelly Deal is an emergency medical services official in Oklahoma, and he does expect flooding.
We're forecasted to get anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of rain, with areas in that area that could exceed 10 to 12 inches of rain.
This is AP Radio News. Brian Williams will not return as NBC Nightly News anchor at the end of his suspension. The New York Times and CNN both report an announcement on Williams' future is expected on Thursday. The AP's Ross Simpson reminds us of what led up to the suspension.
Williams was suspended in February for falsely saying that he was in a helicopter hit by enemy fire during an Iraq War reporting trip. Subsequently, NBC began looking into reports of embellishments or misstatements on other stories Williams was involved in.
Lester Holt has been subbing for Williams on the evening newscast and is the odds-on favorite to be his permanent replacement. Berkeley's mayor says the balcony collapse that killed 6 college students early Tuesday appears to have been caused by rotted wooden beams. Mayor Tom Bates says investigators believe the wood was not caulked and sealed properly at the time of construction. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.